We're into a new month, and it's time for another week of Apple Sox Roster Editions here on the Apple Sox Podcast. I'm Joel Norman, and thank you again for being with us as we continue to get you ready for this summer's team. The 2024 season, as mentioned before, getting started on May 31st when the Apple Sox host the Port Angeles Lefties at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. And now that we're in the month of April, granted it is at the end of May that the season will begin, but we're getting closer, getting to that point. The temperature is kind of up and down a little bit right now, as they usually are in the spring, but getting closer to baseball, and hope you're just like me, getting really excited for this year. Now, the Apple Sox did announce earlier this week, single-game tickets are going to go on sale on April 15th, so coming up really quickly, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, but something to keep on your calendar. Going to have those coming up, and there are other ticket packages available for sale right now if maybe you want to go to more than one game this season. We've talked about it a few times on this podcast, but the Apple Sox 10-game Flex Pack is really a great opportunity if you know you want to go to multiple games, maybe not sure how many you want to go to, and maybe not sure how many people you're going to bring with you over the course of the summer. Now, the way they work, you get 10 ticket punches. You can use all 10 of those tickets for one game. Maybe you can spread those 10 tickets out over the course of the summer over multiple games. However you do it, it's a great value, and it's just $65 for those 10 ticket punches, and you can purchase one of those Apple Sox Flex Packs right now at applesox.com. Let's continue with our roster preview this week by welcoming in four players joining the Apple Sox, and I think the theme of these four, they're all coming from different schools, a couple guys who are in school, a couple guys who aren't, but I think the theme of these four players is that these are young, talented guys coming aboard. These are all players who are either heading into their freshman year this coming fall or are currently in their freshman year of college here this spring. The four additions this week, Adam Haight, Ethan Hubble, Antonio Gianni, and Cannon Peary joining the Apple Sox here this summer. Let's get started with Adam Haight. This is a guy who, maybe you hear that last name and maybe you're wondering if that sounds a little bit familiar. It is the case. Adam Haight is the younger brother of Andrew Haight, who played for the Apple Sox a couple of seasons ago. Andrew swung the bat really solid that summer. Was part of a big catching group that the Apple Sox had in the 2022 season. That included, of course, C.J. Horn and Ezra Sampieri. Just three really solid catchers. Andrew played, of course, at Seattle University. Now is doing a little bit of coaching out of college, but he had a pretty good summer back in 2022, hitting .278 with two home runs, eight RBI. Both of his home runs actually came in the same weekend. Pretty successful trip for him to Edmonton when he went deep on both June 24th and June 25th, all in all recording a total of five hits over that three-game weekend. So his younger brother joining the Apple Sox in Adam Haight, getting set to join this team. And Adam is not a catcher like his older brother is. Adam, instead, though, is going to be a bit of a utility guy. He can play a little of infield, and he can pinch a little bit as well. He's done a lot of work as a batter right now, playing at Cedar Park Christian High School before heading to Oregon State this coming fall. He's an infielder, as I mentioned, and a right-handed pitcher, ranked as the third-best member of the class of 2024 in Washington by Baseball Northwest. And BVM Sports and Perfect Game both rated him the second-best player in his senior class. Always fun to have guys who have the family connection, whether it's the older brother, younger brother coming to the team, getting a chance to play together, or maybe playing multiple different seasons with the team. But fun to keep a family connection, and going to be fun to have Adam Haight on this summer's team. Let's hear from the head coach of the Apple Sox, Mitch Darlington, on the addition of Adam Haight.
First player we are going to announce this week is a Oregon State incoming freshman named Adam Haight. Adam is a shortstop, middle infield, right-handed pitcher that is super talented. He'll be a true two-way for us this summer. He gets on the bump, and he's upper 80s, low 90s fastball. So a lot of upside on the mound, you know, as well as in the field. He's a guy that's, you know, been selected to play in area code games, a lot of honors, a lot of high school accolades. Believe he's ranked as the number two player in the state of Washington for this graduating class. So just a really talented kid. His older brother, Andrew, played for us a couple summers ago. He was a catcher out of Seattle University. And so excited to keep that Haight connection going, and excited to get an incoming Beav this summer on our roster.
Our second player to welcome to the Apple Sox this week is Ethan Hubble. He's in his sophomore year at Everett Community College and is in the midst of turning in another impressive campaign on the same team as returning Apple Sox pitcher Wyatt Queen, and both of them are kind of headlining that team's rotation right now with the way they've been pitching. Hubble leads the Trojans in innings with 37 and a third, as well as strikeouts, 37, and his second in walks and hits per innings pitched at 0.83. Really impressive work right there. Third on the team in ERA at 1.45. This is all coming after a really impressive freshman year in which he finished fourth in innings at 56 and two-thirds, fifth in strikeouts with 30 as a freshman. Hubble also last season had a 3.34 ERA with only 9 walks and 2 complete games in 11 games, 8 of which he started for the Trojans. Always nice to have an experienced junior college arm coming to the Apple Sox and looking to make a college commitment maybe over the course of the summer.
Ethan is a really talented arm, had a really good freshman year last year at Everett, and he's off to a great start this year as well. Ethan is a guy that just attacks the zone, fills it up. Not a ton of strikeouts, not a ton of swing and miss, but it seems like every outing that he's gone for Everett, he's gone deep into games, always gives you a chance to win. Really good ERA, really good numbers. So a guy that we think can come in here and compete to be in that same role for us, you know, especially early on in June before a majority of our guys get in. You need those talented junior college arms that can come in and are comfortable being in a starting role and can fill it up and give you a chance to win. So we're excited to have Ethan with us. Looking forward to seeing where he lands. Currently, he's an uncommitted sophomore, so could end up being a guy that comes and joins us uncommitted, and hopefully we can find him a good place to land next year. But really talented kid, and excited to have Ethan.
Another note on Ethan Hubble that I forgot to mention is that he is a guy who was actually pitched in the West Coast League, albeit briefly. The Camas Washington native appeared in 2 games in WCL play last summer with the Nanaimo Night Owls. Hubble surrendered 3 runs, 2 earned in an inning and 2/3 of relief on June 27th at Yakima Valley, but he would bounce back, only allowed 1 unearned run in 2 and 2/3 innings on July 2nd versus Port Angeles. The 2024 Wenatchee Apple Sox season begins on May 31st with a 6:35 p.m. game against the Port Angeles Lefties. Spend your summer soaking up the sun at the ballpark and watching some of the top college baseball players in the country. The season lasts until mid-August, and the Apple Sox are looking to make a 3rd consecutive postseason appearance this season. Secure your tickets now by heading to applesox.com or by calling 509-665-6900. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. Now on to our third player to welcome to the Apple Sox this week, and this one is Antonio Gianni. He's a utility player in his freshman year at Central Arizona College, and he's batting .216 through his first 21 games this season with the Vaqueros. Gianni recorded a 5-game hitting streak in mid-March as he batted .500, going 6-for-12 over it. He finished his high school career strong with a .341 average and 4 home runs and 19 RBI in 28 games last spring at Cactus Shadows in Arizona. Let's hear from the head coach, Mitch Darlington, about adding Antonio Gianni to this summer's team.
Our next player for this week that we're going to talk about is a utility guy from Central Arizona, one of our favorite connections there, and that's Antonio Gianni. Antonio is the true definition of a utility guy. Plays a little bit of middle infield, plays all 3 outfield spots. You know, from our phone calls with him, he's the type of kid that he's up for playing anywhere, you know. Wherever you want to play him, he's going to be comfortable and go stick him out there, and he's going to be able to produce for you. So really nice to have a guy like that, a true utility guy on your roster for the summer, especially when you're trying to get guys at bats and don't know who's going to be there on certain days. It's nice to have a guy that you can just kind of plug in anywhere, and he's going to fill that spot. He's a really good athlete. Antonio is a good runner, physical kid, has some juice in the bat, and just really talented. He actually has been selected to play on Serbia's national team this summer. So late July, he'll be flying out for a week or so and playing with them. And then hopefully returning in August for us on our playoff run and suiting up for us again. So a guy that's going to be fun to watch. He's having a good season so far with Central Arizona. And if you follow that team, you know, they're ranked number one in the nation right now. So expect for them to be in Grand Junction this summer and competing for a junior college championship. So it'll be fun to see him whenever he gets out here, and we're excited about him.
The Central Arizona connection really continues to grow for the Sox. You'll recall maybe that this current season's team for the Vaqueros, I know that some of these junior college teams it's harder to keep up with, but really wanted to spotlight them here. There are currently six former Apple Sox players playing for the Vaqueros: Josh Williams, Ty Kennedy, Felix Schlade, Toby Haar, Marcus Harrison, and Luke Myers. Myers actually threw a no-hitter a few weeks ago for the Vaqueros, so really cool to see those guys shining in their time with Central Arizona. So keep an eye on them. The JUCO players we talked about, sometimes they fly under the radar, but there are some really talented guys who end up on Division I schools at these programs. So don't forget about these junior college programs whenever you're kind of trying to keep up with Apple Sox alums. Again, easier to keep up with those D1 schools, but some of these JUCO guys really starting to shine, as we kind of mentioned here early on this season. So our fourth and final player to welcome to the Apple Sox this week is a guy coming from a school, maybe not a ton of history with the Apple Sox, but an impressive baseball university, and that's Grand Canyon University, as the Apple Sox add infielder Cannon Peary to this season's team. He's only appeared in 5 games this season as a freshman, graduated from Mountain Ridge High School in Arizona in 2023, and he was the 6th-ranked first base prospect in the entire state by Perfect Game. Peary hit .366 as a senior in high school with 15 extra base hits and 31 RBI in 29 games last spring, and he also received an invite to Prep Baseball Report's West Coast Games in the fall of 2022. Here's more from the Sox skipper on the addition of Cannon Peary.
Next player we are going to talk about this week is a first baseman, third baseman, plays a little bit of outfield. From Grand Canyon University, and that's Cannon Peary. Cannon was sent to us this year from the coaching staff at GCU, somewhat of a new connection for us. Haven't had a player from there in the last few years. You know, and that's credit to our pitching coach, Coach Calia. He's got a good relationship with that staff, and so he's one of 2 players coming from GCU this summer. Everything we've heard about Cannon is he's going to be a really pure hitter someday. Good physical body, plays primarily first base, but the hit tool is definitely there, and we think he's going to be really big for us. He's going to play a lot of first base for us this summer, a lot of DH, and probably a kid that's going to be tough to keep out of our lineup. So a really talented freshman from a really good program. GCU the last few years has been in regionals, you know, consistently ranked in the top 25 nationally, so a really good program to pull guys from.
And that's it for this week's roster additions. 4 new players coming to the team. As mentioned, the additions of Adam Haight, Ethan Hubble, Antonio Gianni, and Cannon Peary. If you'd like to learn more about them and to see more of what the head coach of the Apple Sox had to say, check out our press release on them on applesox.com. Don't forget to follow the Apple Sox on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and like their Facebook page, @ApplesOx, for all of those. We'll be back again next week with more roster additions to the Apple Sox, as we've got plenty of other exciting schools to spotlight and much more to continue to get you ready for this 2024 season. We have talked about this a little bit over the last couple of weeks on the podcast, but would love to remind you, if you're able to do so, please donate if possible to former Apple Sox head coach Ed Nagg's opening day run fundraiser that he's currently doing. If you haven't heard about it, we did a previous episode with Coach Nags, who he was the head coach of the Apple Sox from 2001 to 2014, won 6 championships, 5 of them West Coast League championships with the Apple Sox, and doing this great run where he's going to be going from Wenatchee to Corvallis, not all in one day, I should mention, but he's going to be doing this gradual run and where he's going to raise awareness for mental health, and it's going to a couple of great organizations that he's hoping that you can benefit. You can help him to improve, and you can benefit them by donating right now at openingdayrun.com. And please listen to that podcast with Coach Nags if you have not already. Otherwise, we will talk to you next week on another edition of the Wenatchee Apple Sox podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast if you do not already, and leave us a review to know what we can do to continue to make the podcast better.